Grace to you and peace. God, who is our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Today is a special day for my family. My parents, Bob and Barbara Young, are celebrating their 50th anniversary. And they're doing so by renewing their vows as a part of our worship service today. What that means, then, is that I had to prepare two different sermons for today. I had my sermon for first service, and now I had my one for now. Thanks a lot. It's not like I don't have two sermons to write for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Wednesday night, but, you know, I love you, so I'm happy to do so. We gather today to give thanks for your love and the love that you have continued to show in so many ways. Today, we gather to not only give thanks for your love, but to see how it has modeled and shaped our lives. Mine, my sister Susie, those who have come in contact with both of you in the way that you have loved each other. Now, here's a scary thing. If you're a young person, a part of Bethel, just so you know, they met in Luther League, which was the youth group back in the old days. It's called Luther League. And as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, Dad, you were dating somebody else. And Mom, you were dating somebody else. And apparently, if I remember correctly, they could not come to this hayride, and so you went together as quote-unquote friends. Nice one, Dad. I tried to pull that in my life as well. We'll go as friends. But they met at Luther League and started dating at the age of 16. And have now been married 50 years. Now, in that time, my parents have gone through, as every couple does, goes through, you know, the good times, the bad times, the good times, the birth of my sister. The difficult times, the birth of their son. But throughout it all, Mom and Dad, we have given us a mind for what this goes to be, true love, and what two people together can be. Greater than individuals, you're a whole. You know, I remember many years ago, there was this moment where I went up to my parents. And like all children do, they go up and they say, Mom, who do you love more? Me and Susie or God? And my mom, being awesome, said, I love you both the same. I love you both the same, but differently. I love you both. You both have my heart. I love you the same. And then I went to my dad, and I said, Daddy, who do you love more, me and Susie or Mom? And he looks at me and goes, your mother. Yeah. And that tells you all you need to know about my parents. Maybe not all you need to know, but that tells you the type of commitment that they have towards one another in their own way. I've learned so much from you. I've learned about what it's like to how to embarrass your children, especially when you would just kiss Mom full on in the middle of anywhere. I like that one, though. I do like that one. And just the wonderful ways that you guys have taught us, you know, being each other's best friends. That's been awesome. It's been tremendous. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate the way in which you have loved us. You know, our family motto is make memories. And that was always at the
and
heart.
So, the peace of the Lord be with you all.
Whether or not that was a smart financial decision.
Let us share the peace.
Great job.
We made memories.
Oftentimes, it was not the smart financial decision,
great
but
job.
Can't take it with you. All you Dave Ramsey people, just close your ears for a second. Make memories through opportunities to travel and whatever we're doing, make a memory out of it. And you've offered that gift to us throughout our life. I think at the very heart, though, of everything you've taught us, the most important thing you've taught us, from how to love another person unconditionally, meaning your parent, your spouse, your children, being there for us, you taught us that you don't need to be perfect to be a parent. I don't mean that the way it sounded, but you know what I mean. That you can be authentic, you can have your warts and your struggles, but you're still an amazing, amazing, you can still be an amazing parent. But ultimately, what you have taught me and my sister and everybody that's in your sphere of influence, at the very heart of what you've taught is you've taught faith. You've taught the importance of faith, the importance of having faith, the importance of loving God and of seeing God in the midst of your life. Talking about the situations of life through the lens of our faith. Where is God here? I can't tell you that how many times you have brought about some situation in my life back to where is God in this and how can God be with you? That is the greatest gift that you've given. You too. I told our family last night as we gathered around the table for dinner that except for my brother-in-law Mike and my beautiful wife Heidi, none of the rest of us would be here if they hadn't fallen in love 50 years ago. You know? It started with you. But your love that God brought together has now been a gift to the world through all the rest of your family. And what I value about that is not only that I'm alive and born, that I'm very happy about that, but also that now we have been taken what you've given us that we can share that hopefully out in our lives.
Hey, you are the God. You guys were trying to get us to love the world, to be lovable.
Yes. Yes, we are trying to get our children to be lovable. So, the gospel lesson today is about a couple, Joseph and Mary, who had difficulties at the beginning. They had struggles. They had fear. They had anxiety. But in each other, they were able to feel, and through their own faith individually, were able to birth Jesus into the world. And so on this day, when two people celebrate 50 years of marriage, aptly 50 years ago at a place called Emmanuel. You like what I did there, didn't you? That was a pretty good preacher move, wasn't it? That was a preacher move. At a place called Emmanuel, God with us, Bob and Barbara Young began a life together, centered in God with us. And then you birthed into the world the work of Jesus. Not only literally through your children and grandchildren, but through your lives. Being a pastor, being a teacher and a church administrator and an organist and a piano player. And a baker, see, she did a lot more than you, but in the way that you have birthed into our world, experiences of Emmanuel, of God with us. And so on this day, I congratulate you on 50 years. God willing, Heidi will stay crazy enough for the next 33 to stay with me that long. And I just give thanks that you allowed us to do this day. Emmanuel, God with us, in your love together, in your love is experienced through all of us. Indeed, we're making memories today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.